That's the Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra. The song's called The Way, and it comes from their latest CD called April's Empire. The Duke of Uke is David King on vocals and electric ukulele. Loreen Anderson plays tuba. Anna Hochhalter is tenor sax player. Claire Cannon plays violin. Sarah Kramer bass, Rebecca Brillingham, drums, and David Garcia percussion, and several of them do other things as well, so it all depends which song we're talking about. The Duke of Uke and his novelty orchestra will be performing in our listening area coming up on the 13th of October at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. Good afternoon. This show is Live and Local. It's your connection to local performances. I'm Kevin Kelly, pleased to be with you today. And today is another of our CD shows. If you're just finding us at our new time, the CD shows are a pretty new feature, a product of the new time. And a couple of days a week, we're exploring music that has been submitted to me in CD form by various ensembles, individuals, orchestras, and so on. Who are local to our listening area. And also, we have plenty from people who have been through or will be through our listening area, and I've got some of both on today's program, including music next by the Hot Club of Detroit. I'd still love to get these guys on the show performing live. In fact, you know, to be honest, I thought I had, but at least according to my one archive, it was just a conversation that I had with one of their members, Paul Brady, back in September of 2010, so just a little over 2 years ago. We've had another of their members on the show before playing live in a couple of different contexts. He is the accordionist in the band, Julian Labro, and of course he's involved here as well. This is their CD called It's About That Time, and it's the opening track called On the Steps. Hot Club of Detroit, by the way, one of many groups around the country who are inspired by the spirit of Django Reinhardt. We hear the Eastern Illinois University Jazz Ensemble from their release called 3 o'clock Downbeat. That was Wayne Shorter's tune Nefertiti, arranged by Bennett Friedman, featured alto sax player Joshua Marcus, Garrett Schmidt on trumpet, and Joe Burris on the drums. And I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to play this last week on one of our CD shows, because we could have caught ahead of time a program called Life in the Groove, The Influence of Jazz, which happened a joint concert between the Eastern Illinois Jazz Ensemble and the Wind Ensemble there. That concert was last Friday. Maybe you got a chance to see and hear it. Coming up later this semester at Eastern, the Jazz Combos will be performing at the Dowden Fine Arts Center. That'll be on Thursday, October the 25th. And before that, it was the Hot Club of Detroit. Their own composition, specifically a composition of their accordion player, Julian Labro, called On the Steps. And Julian featured right at the opening on accordion, along with sax player Carl Cafagna, hoping I'm saying his name right, also in that band. Evan Perry on guitar, Paul Brady, also guitarist. And the bass player is Andrew Kratzett. Hot Club of Detroit has been through our area a few times since I've been doing this radio show, and I thought we had them on live once, and I think we did, but I can't find the record of when that happened. But I did talk to Paul a couple of years ago on the program in advance of one of those local performances. That comes from the Hot Club of Detroit CD called It's About That Time. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I am Kevin Kelly. Support for our show comes in part from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine, beers, and spirits for the serious collector to the first-time buyer. Wine tastings are held on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Bouvon Wine Bar. More information is available on the Corkscrew's Facebook page. Among the performances coming up in our area, and in fact, we'll be having a short segment on this either tomorrow or Thursday, is the Chicago group of musicians who play traditional Irish music. They're called Chicago Reel. They are going to be playing on the Piper's Hut Concert Series Sunday night at 8 o'clock at the Independent Media Center in the old post office building in downtown Urbana. And I'll be talking with one of their members on the program. I won't have a whole lot of time, so I thought I'd give you a couple of their tunes right now. I think first we'll hear a song called The Lakes of Pontchartrain, and then a set of three reels, The Haymaker, Devaney's Goat, and Patty's Gone to France. It's Chicago Reel here on Live and Local.
It was one fine March morning, I bid New Orleans adieu, and they took the road to Jackson Town, my fortune to renew. I coursed all foreign money, no credit could I gain, till I fell in love with the Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. She took me into her mama's house, treated me right well. The hair upon her shoulders in jet black ringlets fell, to try and paint her beauty I knew it would be in vain. So handsome was my Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
asked her if she'd marry me. She said that ne'er could be, for she had got a lover, and he was far at sea. She said that she would wait for him, and true she would remain till he'd return to his Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain. Fare thee well, my Creole girl, I never will see you more, and I won't forget your kindness in the cottage by the shore, and at its social gathering a flowing bowl I'll drain, and I'll drink a health to the Creole girl by the lakes of Pontchartrain.
Those were two tunes from the self-titled CD from the Chicago-based Irish band called Chicago Reel. We heard first a song called The Lakes of Pontchartrain featuring vocalist Dennis O'Sullivan, and then a set of reels called The Haymaker, Devaney's Goat, and Patty's Gone to France. Chicago Reel are going to be performing in Urbana Sunday night at 8 o'clock at the Independent Media Center in downtown Urbana as a presentation of the Piper's Hut concert series. Piper's Hut presenting traditional acoustic Celtic music in the Champaign-Urbana area. And in fact, they've got another one coming up before too long, and we'll be having an interview having to do with that. That's going to be Aleph McCormick and Triona Marshall, who will be there on October the 18th. That one will be at Heartland Gallery in downtown Urbana. And then, for that matter, let me make sure I've got this right. Rose Duffy, who plays in Chicago, performs in Chicago Reel, will be doing her own show on that series in November, on the 2nd of November. For more information on Piper's Hut events, you can go to pipers-hut.com. And click on the first thing you see, and it'll take you to all of their concerts. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Here's a bit from a local Irish group based in Bloomington Normal. They're called Exorna. I was looking for their performance schedule, and they don't seem to have anything going on locally for a while. I wonder if other things might be listed other than on their website, but they do show something happening in Springfield and then Danville and Mahomet in the spring, winter and spring, and so you might just look out for them. This is from their CD called Homeboys Home, and in fact, that's the track we're going to hear. Exorna R, vocalist and drummer Victor McMullen with fellow vocalist and guitarist Mark Butler, and also vocalist and fiddler, accordion player, banjoist, whistler Forrest Harris. It's Exorna, Homeboys Home on Live and Local.
Oh, well, who wouldn't be a sailor lad a-sailing on the main to gain the goodwill of his captain's good name? He came ashore one evening for to be, and that was the beginning of me untrue love and me. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in me own country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny rowan tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, I asked her for a candle for to light me up to bed, and likewise for a handkerchief to tie around me head. She tended to me needs like a young maid ought to do, and then I said to her, why don't you lappin' with me too? And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny rowan tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, she jumped into bed, making no alarm, thinking a young sailor lad could do to her no harm. Well, I hugged her and I kissed her the whole night long, till she wished a short night had been 7 years long. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny rowan tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, early next morning the sailor lad arose, and into Mary's apron threw a handful of gold, saying, take this, my dear, for the mischief that I've done, for tonight I fear I've left you with a daughter or a son. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bunny round tree are all growing green in the north country. Well, if it be a girl child, send her out to nurse, with gold in her pocket and with silver in her purse. And if it be a boy child, he wear the jacket blue, and go climbing up the rigging like his daddy used to do. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the
ash and the bonny round tree are all growing green in the north country.
Oh, come all of you fair maidens, a warn and take me mean, and never let the sailor add an inch above your knee, for I trusted one man, he beguiled me. He left me with a pair of twigs to tangle on me knee,
and his home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny round tree are all growing green in the north country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny round tree are all growing green in the old country.
Taking me a long, long way. So many loves have come and gone. Leaves me rough, though I'm willing to get lost in your I'm not one. I've burned cold. Take cover. I am the storm. I know I'm not unhappy. I'm unusually calm. There are reasons that should stop me. Why they don't, I just don't know. And I'm here in your arms, but I've burned cold. No self-control. I've burned cold. Run for cover. I am the storm. No friends of understanding.
That was Eva Hunter from her CD called Thirsty, song of hers called Burned Cold, joined by drummer Jeff Greenberg, bassist Steve Harris, guitarist Edwin Pierce, pianist Perry Zubek, and percussionist John Sluzalis, violinist June Mikami, hoping I said her name right, his or her name, cellist Abby Eddy, and then Eva on vocals, of course, and guitar. Eva Hunter, local to our listening area, and she's based in Springfield, hometown Springfield, gets in around Springfield and Bloomington Normal, and it's sort of hard to find when and where she's playing. Seems that the best way to keep up with her is on her Facebook page, and I don't see an upcoming performance listed, so you want to check in every once in a while if you like what Eva's doing. Before that was another area singer-songwriter Denise LaGrassa, also works in and around Bloomington Normal. And I frequently see listings for her on her website. She's got a performance indicated in Carlock, Illinois, on October the 20th, but she may be performing more recently, closer to now, coming up. Her song That was called Follow My Love. Again, it's her composition as well. She was joined on this CD, which is called Pieces of Peace, by drummer Joe Adamek, guitarist Scott Anderson, bassist Matt Garakty, and I don't know if I'm saying his name right or not, and cellist Eric Reimschneider. And I guess those are the only ones on that particular track, plus, of course, Denise herself. And before that, we heard the Bloomington Normal / Springfield-based band Exorna. From their CD called Homeboys Home, it was that track, as a matter of fact, Victor McMullen with Mark Butler and Forrest Harris in Exorna. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. Stay tuned. Coming up at 5 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR. Today's program on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts, presenting Streb Forces, an exhilarating exploration of gravity by the Streb team of action heroes on October 5th and 6th. For more information, visit KrannertCenter.com. Somebody who is a local boy born, well, I don't remember if he was born here. I should know this, but I simply can't remember. He was certainly educated here. And he's the wonderful jazz pianist Lawrence Hobgood, who performs on a lot of his, on his own. He's also musical director for the jazz vocalist Kurt Elling. And he was on our show, I think earlier this year, Lawrence was, and was performing locally. He has a fairly recent CD. Well, I guess it's not as recent as I thought, 2008. I thought this was earlier. Well, in any event, it was later. In any event, this is his CD with bassist Charlie Hayden called When the Heart Dances. And this is the opening tune by Jay Livingston and Ray Evans called Que Sera Sera. Pianist Lawrence Hobgood on Live and Local. There's pianist Lawrence Hobgood with bassist Charlie Hayden from their CD called When the Heart Dances. Que Sera Sera, the name of the tune, heard on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. Lawrence Hobgood, very much a product of the Champaign-Urbana area, but of course, gone on to, as they say, bigger and better things. He's musical director for Kurt Elling, the jazz vocalist, and lots of other projects as well. Comes through every once in a while for a local performance and was here earlier this year on Live and Local for such an occasion. Wesley Evening Food Pantry. Today's program, I wasn't supposed to read that part. In any event, today's program is made possible with support from the Wesley Evening Food Pantry, providing groceries, health, education, and human services for area residents during the evening of the third Thursday of every month. Wesley Evening Food Pantry is a proud member of Community Shares of Illinois, a choice for payroll deductions at work, on the web at cs-il.org. Among our performers in our area this coming weekend is the singer-songwriter Ben Bedford. I sampled this particular CD about a week ago, and I'll be talking with him on either tomorrow or Thursday's program about his gig at the Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, but also about his new record, which apparently is just out. I don't have a copy yet. I'm supposed to be getting it, hopefully, in time. So I thought I'd share from the previous one, which has some wonderful songs. The CD is called Land of the Shadows. And in fact, a fellow you may hear on our companion station, WYL AM 580, Rich Warren, writing for WFMT's folk stage, or at least commenting from WFMT's folk stage Rich called him one of the 50 most significant folk singer-songwriters of the past 50 years. That's saying something. Rich Warren, who broadcasts the Midnight Special here on, well, on our companion station, AM 580. In any event, here's Ben Bedford, his song called The Cherry Mine. It's called The Cherry Mine. Ben Bedford, vocals and guitar. Chaz Williams on, says here, Showbro, if that's right. David Spicker on upright bass. Peter Young, drums. John Randall, harmony vocals, from Ben's CD called Land of the Shadows. He's going to be at Sleepy Creek Vineyards in Fairmount, and then we'll be talking with me later this week on Live and Local. You're listening to 90.9 WILL-FM and HD Urbana with translator W293AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. WILL is a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. Tomorrow we've got an interesting program for you that will include a Japanese drummer who's performing locally with what is called a buto dancer. I'll be interested in hearing about that as much as I'm sure you are. It's currently 57 degrees. Coming up at 5 o'clock, All Things Considered is next from NPR.